listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Chickapedia, Tommy B, and Watch for Zombies. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
And thanks for joining us on the 316th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're discussing No One Will Save You. You might be thinking to yourself, hey, that's not what the wheel selected for you last week. And to that, I will say, nope. It definitely selected No One Will Save You and not that other movie that we couldn't watch more than 6 minutes of. So.
Correct.
No One Will Save You.
You're welcome, though.
That's what the wheel definitely selected, and we're going with it. That's the story, and we're sticking to it.
We are sticking to it. And as a reminder, we do tend to spoil things, so continue at your own risk. No One Will Save You is currently streaming on Hulu, so make sure you check it out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener. And also, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Carly, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And I'm Happy New Year. Goodbye.
I forgot how depressing January is.
Yeah.
I think it might be the most depressing month of the whole year.
I like January, actually.
But what is the point? You know? Like, we just had all this fun, all this excitement, and now we have to go back to work and, like, exist and, like, try to be better people. So it's just, it's a lot of, like, ugh, you know?
So I'm with you on the work thing. Yeah. 100%. However... Yeah. I'm good with a clean slate. I was not a fan of the year 2023. True. I'm hoping that 2024 is a little bit kinder.
Are you a New Year's resolution person?
I'm not a New Year's resolution person per se, but I'm definitely like, it gives me, the new year reinvigorates me a little bit. Tend to get burned out a lot in the last 3 months of a year.
Sure.
So, sure. Yeah, January definitely reinvigorates me.
Interesting. Okay. I don't feel that way. I feel like I love December. I love the holidays. And now I'm just left with cold, dreary, nothing to look forward to month here. You know, I have to go back work, and I'm just like, ugh. Well, I was like trying, and I'm like, I need to plan a trip or something. Like, I need to have something to look forward to because it's just the winter. I know I live in Southern California. Okay. I know you probably live somewhere way colder than me, but I'm just saying it's still kind of cold and dreary and dark for even in San Diego at times in the winter. And I just don't love it, you know?
Mm hmm.
What am I supposed to do with myself now?
I visited Boise and it was freezing. So
I have to clean up my Christmas decorations. Aww. I'm sure Boise was very cold, but you probably have like good insulation and heat and things. Like my house is freezing at all times.
I mean, same. I had to buy a space heater because I'm just cold 24/7.
I mean, there's definitely days where it's gorgeous and I'm very lucky for sure. But like today, for example, was dreary and I was cold all day. I'm complaining. See, this is one of my New Year's resolutions, is to stop being such a self-involved asshole. That is, I am not usually a New Year's resolution person. I'm usually I'm going to exercise and eat better. And I'm always trying to do that. Okay. I don't need the month of January to do it. So, you know, I decided not to do that to myself this year.
Nice.
And instead, I'm trying to be a better human outside of myself. So
I love that.
There's that.
All of my resolutions are like to give less. you know, like give less to work and give more to myself. Uh-huh. This year is like about me. I decided.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of I'm constantly giving to myself.
Yeah, I don't do it enough. And then I get sick for weeks on end. So,
yeah. I mean, I definitely like, I'm not like a deadbeat, you know?
Oh, but yeah. No,
I do
not at all.
Feel like I, you know, self-care has never been an issue of mine. I don't have kids. And I like to do the self-care thing. But I do, yeah, I was trying to just, like, give more outside my... So my New Year's resolution, Carly, was to donate and volunteer some of my time each month towards some communal cause in my community. So that's my thing. And I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about that New Year's resolution because it's the first one where it's not, like... something about me. It's more about doing things for others instead of just for myself.
I love that. That's great. So. I can't wait to hear about all the adventures you get into.
Oh, God. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
we'll
I'm
see
definitely
how long it
like,
lasts and we'll see how it goes.
I definitely am like setting more boundaries with work stuff because I tend to let work kind of bleed into my personal life and then just like do me more and like go on adventures and just like have fun this year. I really just want to have fun. Yeah.
We should have fun. We need to plan this road trip we've been talking about.
We do. We really do.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
All right. Should we?
Girls road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Okay. Sing it.
So anyway, last week we really did spin another movie called Wolf Garden. You might remember. If you watched Wolf Garden because of that, my sincerest apologies. You know, I tried and I was like, you know what? I don't even think that I could talk about this. You know, it was just like this. First of all, it's like, why watch this if I'm not even going to be able to talk about it? No one wants to listen to that. So we switched it up. No One Will Save You, it is.
Woohoo! I didn't even try, so I don't know what it's all about.
You know what? You can if you want. I was getting Skinamarink vibes.
Okay.
Like low dialogue, artsy, and slow. And I just couldn't. I couldn't. I needed something with some action in it, so here we are. But before we jump in to that film today, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is ISS. It's to be released very soon. January 19th. It's directed by Gabriella Copperthwaite.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
That sounds great.
She previously did Our Friend and Blackfish, and it's written by Nick Sinclair. I'm so out of practice. Schaefer. Not at all Sinclair. It's not spelled like how you're thinking Schaefer is, okay?
It's not spelled like Sinclair either.
Shh. No one asked you. The IMDb summary is tensions flare in the near future aboard the International Space Station as a conflict breaks out on Earth. Reeling, the U.S. and Russian astronauts receive orders from the ground. Take control of the station by any means necessary.
This looks terrifying.
This does look terrifying, but is it a horror movie?
It is a sci-fi thriller.
Okay.
That's what it...
Sci-fi, really?
Yeah. That is what it says on it. Maybe because of the
war.
Is
sci-fi anything in space now? Is that what we're doing? We're just saying anything that takes place in space is sci-fi, even if it's realistic?
I think it's more so just the fact that it's, I mean, science fiction. It's a war situation on Earth with the crazy stuff all happening in space. But I think I actually saw this in theater, but I actually pulled this from Bloody Disgusting.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, it looks terrifying. It sounds terrifying and it looks terrifying. We got some good actors in this. I'm down. I'm definitely down. I don't feel like it's horror necessarily, but I could get behind like a thriller. I also don't think
definitely
it's sci-fi.
It definitely feels thrillery.
I need like an alien or like a robot to get behind sci-fi.
I mean, you know, we don't know what's going on yet. So
I don't think war and space constitutes sci-fi to me. Like, I need some kind of
science fiction. That's what it is. It's sciencey fiction.
Nah,
I get what you're saying, but it's science fiction
is supposed to be something fantastical. It's not supposed to be something realistic. People go into space all the time.
Gotcha.
People are always on the International Space Station. A war could break out when that happens. Like, that to me, that seems totally realistic.
I'm sorry, what was the last movie we did?
Violent
Night. Yes. Oh, yeah.
That is way more science fiction.
Not horror, sci-fi, or thriller.
It is a science fiction film. Santa Claus is basically an alien.
I see. Okay.
A time-jumping alien.
I need the Amy definition for things.
He doesn't die. He can't die because he's Santa. He can travel and jump through time. He has a bag with unlimited presents in it. Like, what about that does not seem like science fiction to you? Like, he's definitely an alien of some kind.
Definitely more fantasy.
I could get behind that too, but like, I feel like science fiction and fantasy can kind of like are more closely related, you know, than other things.
Okay. But regardless, I think this looks great and I will absolutely be seeing it.
Listen, are you just going to make fun of me all day? Because that's fine, but I just need to be prepared for it.
I'm not. I heard you.
I just need to emotionally prepare myself.
No.
For a beating, if that's the direction we're going in today, because
I'm just saying you're criticizing my trailer.
I'm not criticing your trailer.
I have to protect her.
When did I criticize it? I just said I'm not getting horror vibes. I'm letting the people listening to this know that I'm not getting horror vibes from the trailer. But we also discuss films that are not horror. We discuss thriller and sci-fi films as well.
True. We do.
And this definitely is a thriller. So it fits. I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking for a strictly horror film to watch, maybe this is not the one.
Yeah. Check out the trailer. I think it looks great.
It does look great.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Woohoo.
But like, I feel like I need a written definition of science fiction. You know? Because I just feel like people are throwing around that term willy-nilly, you know, lately. And I would like some more certainty, you know.
Fiction based on imagined future scientific or technological advances and major social or environmental changes, frequently portraying space or time travel and life on other planets.
Interesting. That didn't say anything about aliens.
No.
I feel like aliens are such a big part of science fiction.
I think it just covers a lot of stuff.
Sure. It's fair. Okay, moving on.
Sorry, I was still reading.
It's fine. I'm drinking champagne because I'm still in New Year's vibes.
Mm-hmm. I love that for you.
You know, I refuse to give up the holiday season right now. I'm really upset about it.
I haven't had any alcohol in forever because I've just been sick.
I know. That's awful. I'm so sorry you've been sick.
It's okay. It happens.
Girlie can't catch a break.
I'm feeling better. I feel better and then I'm going right back to work.
Oh, God. What a nightmare.
Oh, I know. But yeah. I think we both will see this movie, and it's in theaters January 19th.
Yeah, we can go ahead and move on now.
Wonderful.
What's our first film we're talking about today, Carly?
We are going to be chatting about No One Will Save You from 2023, written and directed by Brian Duffield, who also wrote and directed the movie Spontaneous. The IMDb summary is, an exiled, anxiety-ridden homebody must battle an alien who's found its way into her home. That's it.
This science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it because it has an alien?
Well, it has more than one alien and spaceships.
It has lots of spaceships and lots of beam me ups.
Yeah. But also horror. Mm-hmm. This is both horror and sci-fi.
And thriller.
I really liked it.
It's all three. Thriller. It's the trifecta.
It is the trifecta. How do you feel about this film, Carly?
I actually liked it. I feel like I got a little distracted by how little talking there is. Not in the fact that there wasn't like any real written dialogue, but it felt so unnatural for this girl. Like, I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just a crazy person, but I like talk to myself all the time. Not like full conversations. But like if I were going out and I forgot something, I'd be like, oh, shit. Or like, you know, like, I don't know. Like there's just like little things that I say out loud to myself while I'm doing things that this just felt like she was so on purpose. Like even when all of these aliens were like coming at her, I don't know. It just felt like such a conscious thing for even like small dialogue not to be. Like, I would have said, what the fuck, 8,000 times if any of this stuff happened to myself. You know what I mean?
Sure. I will say, though, I didn't find it distracting because I didn't even recognize it till like, the end of the movie. Yeah, I didn't even notice. I honestly didn't. Because it's just so much action. I think I probably thought to myself, like, I would be swearing. But she doesn't seem like the type. She seems very, like... Like, what year is this? You know, like the the cars and everything, I would think maybe early 2000s. But sure. The way she's dressed and the things she's doing, I'm like, this could be the 60s. Like, I don't know. I can't tell.
I think it's modern. It's modern day. But she's like, she's just got a vintage vibe, like a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Not like she's definitely like a vintage shopper.
She's like cottagecore.
Yeah, she's 100% cottagecore. And some of my cottagecore friends throw the F-bomb around, like, more than I do.
Yeah, but, like, she also has, like,
she's also footprints a little delusional.
On the ground, and she's practicing dancing. Like, this very weird. Nobody does that. I've only seen cartoons do that.
People definitely do that.
People have footsteps on the ground, and they practice dancing.
Maybe not like how she does, but there's definitely like diagrams of things. Cause obviously like that's based off of something that was old timey, you know?
Yeah. And like the 20s and like in a dance studio, not like on your floor in your house. It's just very strange.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it, but it is weird.
Yeah.
It's not a thing people do. So it's very distracted. You know how in It Follows where we're like, what year is it? Because there's all these like weird contraptions and things happening. I feel that way with this movie, except I find it more distracting. Like I'm very confused by it. And it does kind of like take me out of the film a little bit because I just keep wondering, what year is it? What is she doing? Why is this happening?
Yeah, I definitely thought that a couple times.
All right. It's fine. I like the movie. I will say I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very effective and very scary at times. And I had a lot of fun watching it. But one thing I don't like is the title. The other thing is some of that weird stuff where I was just trying to figure out what the heck was going on with her.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it was trying to do too much. Yeah. Like at certain points. Did we need her to have murdered her best friend? I don't think so. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, we definitely didn't need her to murder her best friend.
Yeah, I felt like
it
was
an interesting choice.
It was extra. I would have just been fine with the aliens. And I honestly want to know more. Why are they doing this to many other people?
Well, yeah, they took over the world.
Yes, they did. But I want to see it.
I mean, I think you did, kind of.
Yeah. You did.
I think that part is okay. Like, I'm okay with what I saw of the alien invasion because I mm-hmm. feel like I saw enough of it to get it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see too much of it because then it becomes a different movie. It becomes less about her and her story, and it becomes more of a thriller action movie.
Yeah, totally.
I think this film is similar to The Fourth Kind. Is that the movie I'm thinking of?
The one with Mila Jovovich?
No, not that movie. What's the other movie with the aliens?
Are you thinking of Cloverfield? Cloverfield or
No. The home invasion one with the Felicity.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, I gotta look it up. There's another movie that came out. We covered it. Carrie Russell's in it. I'm looking it up now because it's gonna bug me. And this is the kind of like exciting podcasting that people really want to hear about, Carly. Dark Skies.
Oh, yes. For some reason, the only thing I remember about that movie is her going to see the therapist and him living in, like, a dusty apartment.
He's not even a therapist. He's, like, an alien, like, specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that movie's really good because it's a home invasion with an alien, and that's what this is also. It's a home invasion with an alien. Mm-hmm. I think the only other film I can think of that does this is, like, Signs. And honestly, I love all three of those movies because who doesn't love a home invasion with an alien? Because then I can actually enjoy home invasion again.
Justin Lore. No, I'm kidding.
That's true. Justin Lore is not maybe a fan. But but I do love that. I thought that the home invasion aspect, all of that was beautifully crafted, especially those first few scenes where the aliens are outside and getting in and she's doing her thing and hiding. I mean, I was into it.
I think it was great. And I loved the way that it was shot. I loved the first invasion that we get. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. They're like, you're like, how many of them are there? They're doing weird shit. They can move stuff with their minds. It seems like different aliens can do different things. Mm-hmm. They move their bodies really weirdly to communicate, which is super creepy and exciting to watch. I love the like finger toe thing happening.
Oh, that was so gross.
When they just like walk out the window and float up slowly, like what? Very otherworldly, like very creepy and very fun to watch.
And they just get into like triangle poses. Yeah, it's so they just, cool like, and weird.
Do weird voguing, weird alien vogues.
Love the alien vogue.
Yeah, and then there's like these random giant aliens. Super fun. I don't know. I really loved all of that.
Me too.
But I can agree with you that some of the like Bryn stabbing or Bryn's flashbacks with her friends. I don't know how much. I get that we needed some of it, and I get that it's an allegory and we're dealing with symbolism here, but like, do we have to?
No. I would have
Can't
been...
we just have an alien movie?
Yeah, I would have preferred that for sure.
Because that really is the difference between like Signs and Dark Skies. Like, Dark Skies is not running on symbolism. It's a horror film. Right? It's a horror sci-fi home invasion alien movie. Whereas Signs has all this allegory, heavy-handed Christian belief stuff happening, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is doing kind of a similar thing, but almost even heavier-handed than Signs, less with Christianity, but more with just suffering with guilt and loneliness and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not poorly done. I just feel like, especially with the ending that it has, like it almost feels like a little too much to me, for me personally, because I thought all the horror stuff was so much fun that we didn't really need it. We already have a lot of movies like that.
I agree. And I think that all of the stuff with her, like killing her best friend was just, it was just too much. Like, I would have been fine with just like kind of maybe the implication that she did something wrong. Obviously, like, that mother was, like, pissed at her, obviously, for obvious reasons. But, like, I didn't really need her to be sent back into this, like, happy situation with the best friend and then replay it. I would have been happier just, like, alien home alone than she gets, a, you know, beamed up to the mothership and we're done. You know what? I just didn't need that, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hate the ending.
No, the ending was totally fine. I meant everything, like, just everything with that side story.
But I think you need some of that side story to get that ending, too. So it's like, how do you get both?
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I guess you can't. Especially, and you need for that police stuff to work, because I think that's fairly believable. Mm-hmm. That she just can't go to the police because she killed this man's daughter. You know, I get that she's just going to leave town. Like, that's her solution to get away from this. You can always go to the police in a different town.
Yeah.
If you need to. So, I mean, I liked that. I'm kind of torn on how much of that we need. So it's hard to find that balance, right? I'm not sure that the balance we're hitting here is the right one, but I'm also not sure how to fix it. So,
yeah. I mean, that being said, like, I'm still fine with it. And I still had a lot of fun with the movie.
Yeah, it just does feel a little heavier than I want it to.
Yeah.
And should we talk about the end? Because the end is very strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the end of this film, she, you know, we find out she kills her friend, whatever. She gets abducted by the aliens. The whole time the aliens are trying to get her, and she is just outsmarting them left and right. They finally get her up in the ship. And, well, they, first of all, they try to, like, have this alien creature take over her body so that she can be, like, the weird humans that are really controlled by aliens.
Yeah.
She coughs that shit up. She's like, no. No thanks. Then that thing tries to clone her and create another one of her. And then she kills the clone. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, all right, bitch, we're just gonna totally abduct you. They abduct her and they're like, nah, we can't really do that either. She's like fighting it. So instead, they just put her back on Earth and are just like, all right, just live amongst all these like alien humans. And she's like, all right, cool. This is fun because people don't hate me now.
Exactly.
And that's basically the end of the movie.
Which I'm fine with.
I do kind of like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she can finally, she got it out of her system. She got to like live her story with other people, with other beings.
Mm-hmm.
And now she isn't completely hated by her community. I mean, she could have always just left her community though. Like, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Like, just move. Like,
you can just move if you're that miserable. Yeah. Like, you don't have to stay there. Sell the house and move on, there. Girl.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's whatever. So funny. Or get abducted by aliens and they're like, oh, you've overcome your trauma. Now live on Earth with a bunch of other aliens that are also cool with you. And live
you can dance
after.
With them. And that's fun.
Yeah.
Would you live with dancing aliens if they were nice to you?
Absolutely.
I'd be okay with it.
I'd be 100% okay with it. As long as they, like, as long as I didn't have to look at their weird finger toes, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the finger toes?
They creeped me out.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, I loved the creature design, but it creeped me out.
I liked it. Yeah. The creature design is fun, and it's, like, based on, like, grays, right? Are they gray aliens?
Yeah, they're based off of sketches done in the 50s. That, like, I think were done based off of people describing their experience of having been abducted.
Yeah. I feel like we need Justin Lohr to tell us about the different types of aliens. Because I know there's different kinds.
He would school us on all of the alien types.
I know we've had him on other alien episodes before for that exact reason.
It's the best.
Our resident alien specialist.
Love talking to him about aliens.
Oh, it's a blast talking to Justin, because no one gets more pumped to talk about aliens than Justin Lohr. No one's more animated talking about aliens than Justin Lohr.
He's the most excited.
It's true. I really liked it. But yeah, I was surprised she wasn't like checking herself for trackers. You know, I would think the way they're finding her, following her on the bus and shit, like I would have been looking, checking my body for like tracking devices or something.
I don't know if I would have, because I would have just kind of figured that they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's
they
also
know
possible.
Me, you know?
They know.
I killed their friend. Now they're going to.
I like her, though.
Me.
I like Bryn, though, because she is a badass. She's biting the aliens. Like, she does not give a fuck. When she set that alien on fire, I was like, fuck, you're smart.
Way to put that lighter in your back pocket.
Like, she fucking, like, thought about it.
Yeah, she really had the whole thing figured out.
Yeah, she's a badass. And she doesn't, like, seem like a badass, which is always the best kind of badassery. You know? That's true. She doesn't need to wear leather or have tattoos or, like, scars, you know? She can be cottagecore and set some motherfuckers on fire.
Hell yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
It's the best.
So... And she did kill her friend with a rock, which I just, like, I don't understand. Maybe the reason we're so against it is because we don't understand how she did that or why she did that. Like, what were they fighting about that she hit her friend in the head with a rock?
I don't know if we're supposed to know. It's just like they were fighting. Her friend pushed her down. And then she said, oh, yeah, bitch. Smash.
But that's crazy.
No, that's super crazy.
That's like, that's not normal, typical behavior.
No, it's not normal childhood behavior.
No. I think that's why I'm so confused about it. It would have made more sense if it was like an accident.
I agree.
Like, but I don't necessarily...
If it was an accident, like just, then everybody wouldn't hate her like they do.
But just have her push her. And, like, have her head hit a rock.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, how does anyone even know that she hit her in the head with a rock? Like, she could have just said she fell and her head hit a rock. Right?
I don't know. I've never even...
I'm just saying, it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. This isn't really how kids interact. At least, not in my experience.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't know, man.
I mean, kids do stupid shit, but yeah. Like, it would have been easier to think about it being an accident. And I was going the whole movie thinking it was an accident.
I did too. And I honestly think that that would have maybe made more sense if they were a little bit younger than how they were portrayed. Because obviously when children are younger, they don't necessarily understand their emotions and they don't really understand, like, if I hit someone in the head with a rock, that's not good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like it would have been, but because they were the age that they were portrayed, like it did feel a little like out of character, or maybe like we don't know this character still, even after like the time we've spent with her.
Yeah. Cause she's like 12, they're like 12 or 13 years old, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not pushing people down at 12 or 13.
No,
I
know the difference.
Especially my friend, if I'm just in a fight with them. Like, what could you possibly be fighting about at 12 or 13 years old that would have you act like that? Like, what's so serious?
Yeah.
That you're, like, fighting like that in the woods.
That you're like, I'm going to smash your head in with a rock. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, we're just, like, petty and catty. We'll just, like, make your life miserable, like, at school or something. Yeah. Or, like, spread rumors about you. Like, it just doesn't seem like an action that I've seen before.
No, it felt weird, for sure.
It did feel weird. Yeah.
I think that was my problem with it. Like, I still really like the ending. I wish that it would have just come about a little bit different.
Yeah.
That being said, I still enjoyed it. Yes.
So I'm wondering if our issue is gender-based.
No, because I would have been pissed
if they
it
were
was
boys,
a guy
would you,
as well.
Yeah. I think I also would feel weird if it was a boy.
I'm not, because at that age, you know right from wrong. You know not to smash
people
with
rocks.
Well,
I'm just saying boys tend, at least at that age, boys or male-identifying humans tend to be more physical when dealing with their emotions.
Like, I would have still been like, oh, this kid is like a murderous sociopath. Like, I would have probably...
So, like, punching each other would be one thing, but like hitting, picking up a rock and hitting someone with it in the head is like, yeah, that's a calculated attack. That's manslaughter.
Neither male nor female nor anything else in between. It's not okay. I would not have been okay with it, no matter the gender.
No, but I'm just thinking, like, I'm wondering if I would be more accepting of it. Just because I've seen boys that age, like, beat each other up. And then maybe it just, like, escalates too much. I really just need to know what they're fighting about to be okay with it, I think. What could you possibly be fighting about when you live in the middle of nowhere and you're 12 years old? Like, what's so serious?
I got nothing.
I don't like it. All right. I think that's it. I think that's the problem I have with it.
She needs to know the reason they're fighting.
No, but I need it to be an accident. Because it just doesn't, something isn't like adding up in my brain where it makes sense.
Yeah.
When the rest of it works really well, I think.
Yeah. The rest of it does work really well. It kind of felt like it was just like, oh, I need a reason for her to have trauma here. I'm just going to make this.
Yeah. I just think the trauma could have easily been very believable.
I agree.
All right. Well, we're fine. It's a movie about aliens, so it is what it is. You know?
Yes,
like, how believable do I really need it to be?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's just distracting. Is all.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. What else? I don't really know that I have much else to say here. But I did really enjoy it. It does work well, and it is creepy if you like alien movies.
Yeah, no,
or even just home invasion.
Yeah, the suspense is really good. I think it's really well done. The pacing works. The score is great. I liked it. I enjoyed my time.
Would recommend. 100%. Yeah. Go check out No One Will Save You. Where is that streaming again, Carly? Is it
It's on Hulu.
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 So, yeah. I did like that one, which is nice.
Samesies.
Nice to see something good.
It is nice to see something good. It's refreshing.
It is. Anyway. So, how's it going over there at Sicky? You know?
You know, I've just been sleeping.
Did you do anything fun? You went out. You did some stuff. Did you see some dinosaurs?
I did. The other day, my first day feeling good, I went to Dinos Alive in Los Angeles, and it was so cute. I love dinosaurs, in case you didn't know that about me. And while they weren't quite life-size, they were big enough. And they were cute and animatronic, and I loved seeing all of them, especially the baby dinosaurs.
Aw, little babies.
They are so cute.
What was your favorite dinosaur?
I love a T-Rex. I'm basic in that way, in that
sure.
I just love her. I love a T-Rex.
All right. Fair.
And there was also a baby T-Rex. Aww. So that was...
Oh, baby.
Phenomenal.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of other things that because I've definitely done and seen things since we last recorded. I saw Ferrari. I saw Napoleon.
You told me about Napoleon.
Yeah. I didn't love Ferrari. I think I love Adam Driver. I think the performances were great. I just it didn't hit it for me.
No.
Also, it was so weird that so Ferrari is a very adult movie, like adult movie. It's for adults. It's not for children in any shape, way, or form.
Right.
And this family brought their like baby, Like, he had to have been like four, maybe tops.
Oh, that's and, weird. Like,
immediately when the beginning of the movie happened, the kid just started talking. And so then they gave him a phone to like watch something else I was like, in what world does this make sense? It like blew my mind.
This is not your living room.
No. Luckily, they figured it out and dad took the kid out of the theater. But then there was another, you know how when you, one of the features on like your phone is not vibrating, but it'll like flash the camera to let you know that you have a phone call or a text message, like the flash will go off. Mm-hmm. So some guy in our row had that. And it was, it would, and he had it face down. So every time it would go off, the light would, I was like, I'm going to have, it would strobe effect. And I was just like, what is happening? And then like, but then if you flipped it over, then the phone would just light up. I'm like, put your phone away. Like, what is happening in theaters nowadays is like completely insane to me. Like, I don't know.
These kids today. No, I agree with you. I feel like that would have drove me nuts. There's always something. Like, I feel like that's why, Carly, I go to matinees or I go to movies, because the fewer people in the theater, the less a chance that I'm going to get pissed off in some way, shape, or form.
People make, this is literally why I sit on top of the screen. So I cannot see you. I cannot hear you. I can only see and hear what's going on in front of me.
Yeah.
This is like a 4 p.m. screening. Like, it wasn't even like late. I don't know. It was just so wild. And I like.
Yeah, I haven't seen Ferrari yet, which is surprising because Tony likes all the car movies. So we usually go to all of them. But for some reason, he doesn't seem very excited about that one. We've seen like all the other ones in theaters, but
the other ones are great. I usually really, really like car movies. Like Ford v Ferrari, phenomenal. Yeah. Like,
oh,
they
I
were,
love
they're
that
all
movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This one just didn't feel like there was a point. I feel like there was this like one big moment that happens in one of the races that it kind of felt like they wanted to build the script around. But like everything else just felt like one note. Like there weren't really any resolutions. It just, I don't know. If you see it, like let me know if you interpret it that way. Literally the lights came up and I just looked at my friend and I was like, that was a weird movie. Like,
it was well, I'm not hearing a lot about it, which is weird. Because I saw Gran Turismo. Did you see Gran Turismo?
No, I want to so bad though.
Oh,
it looks so
to.
Good.
Oh, it's so much fun. You'll love it. It's a lot of fun. Maybe watch that one instead.
Yeah, I missed out on that one.
I need to check it out. I saw that one in England.
Oh,
I was trying to kill some time.
I love it.
I was killing some time before stuff opened.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was it for me.
Oh, I need to, like, I didn't go to the theater. I was totally planning to because we were going to go see, Ferrari. And didn't. And I also wanted to go see Iron Claw, and we haven't seen that either. So maybe this weekend we'll go to the theaters. I think we've just been watching so much TV that, like, leaving the house, we wanted to do non-TV related things. So
yeah, that makes sense.
That's kind of, and it was so nice out for a few days. Like, I just did not want to deal with that. So, but we did do our Fast and Furious screenings.
I love
which
it.
I was messaging you about. The first day we watched 1 through 5, and I can't believe we did that. Like, I don't know, because like I could sit there and like binge watch things, but Tony doesn't usually do that. Tony will usually watch a little bit and he's like, okay, I need to go do something, because he has a lot of energy and he needs to move around. But like, there was just something about that day where we just kept going. He just kept hitting play and I'm like, all right, we want to keep going. And then it got dark and then we kept going and we got through the first 5 movies in one day. And then after that, we kind of lost speed a little bit. I think we got through 7. And I think after 5, they're just not as enjoy. I'm like not having fun. It feels more of a chore to get through these last few.
I get that.
So we still have 8, 9, and 10, and then we have, you know, the little side Hobbs and whatever.
I haven't seen that one. You'll have to let me know how it is.
Yeah, I don't know how soon I'll be watching that. We'll see. So that's kind of where we left off. And then last night, I was like, Tony, do you think you will watch Saltburn with me? And we're both very familiar with the TikTok excitement around Saltburn. So he was like, I don't know if I'm in the mood to handle that. And I was like, well, let's just put it on. And if it's too much, we'll turn it off. Because the hype around this movie is that it's disgusting and it's weird and it's creepy. I'm thinking.
I actually did watch that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so I'm like thinking, I don't know if maybe I'll get through this movie. I'm watching all these people reactions as they're watching it. I watched a video on TikTok where a girl made her family watch it during Christmas and they're all freaking out and screaming. And so I'm like,
really?
This is, yeah. So I was like, oh, this That's is going to be weird. Bad. And so I'm watching, I'm like, so it's really not that bad.
Like at all.
No. Like I was like, these kids are little babies. Like they need, like apparently they didn't grow up with movies like Gummo and like.
Dude, that's so weird. I had no idea that there was all that stuff around
and,
it.
Like,
I
kids. Just,
I was like, okay, Jacob Elordi has never been hotter, and Barry Keoghan is creepy as fuck. The end. You know, like.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I did too.
And
but
I
it's,
was like, I don't.
It's like not written that great, but it's like. It's a fucking fun watch, I'll tell you what.
It's really fun to watch. I was like, this is basically like a new version of Cruel Intentions, and I'm all about it. Like,
that's so weird. I didn't realize there was like all that stuff around it.
Oh my god, it's like all over TikTok that this is like so disgusting and disturbing, and oh my god, people are walking out of the theaters like, what did I just watch? And I'm like, so I'm thinking
Children.
Like, oh, there's gonna be some really fucked up shit in here. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I do watch a lot of horror movies and I've seen a lot of fucked up movies, like maybe.
No, but it's so tame. Like,
it's pretty tame. Like, there's definitely a couple scenes where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like disturbing. Like, it's just like a little weird. Like,
there's things that happen where I'm like, I would have been real uncomfortable filming that.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the end to be a TikTok challenge. You know?
The dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah. The naked dancing?
Yeah, when's that
like,
gonna
oh,
hit?
Should we cover Saltburn on the podcast so we can bring the Peen Awards back?
Yeah. That would go to Barry.
Like, look at all this full frontal dancing around. That's so cute.
Honestly, when it happened, I immediately wanted to text you.
Oh,
peen
yeah.
Peen alert.
It's been a while.
It has been
it's
a while.
It's been a while since we've had that.
Since we've had a peen on the pod. Sorry.
You did that right as I took a big sip. And I almost just did a spit take. I really liked Saltburn, so I was like, oh, I'd watch that again. Like, I liked it.
Yeah, I agree.
But I could agree with you. Like, it's not particularly well written or even doing anything that fantastical, but it mm-hmm. is just a really fun watch.
It's so fun.
And yeah, there's some weird and like slightly disturbing things, but it's nothing really in comparison. No. Some of the weird shit we grew up with.
We've seen
about
way
all the-
worse.
Dude, I used to watch, like, Todd Solondz films are so fucked up. Like, Happiness, fucking storytelling. Like, all of Todd Solondz, like Welcome to the Dollhouse, mm-hmm. all that shit, growing up with all that, and growing up with, like, films like Gummo and Kids. Mm-hmm. And like mm-hmm. all those movies are way more fucked up than this.
By far.
By far.
That's so funny.
So I was expecting that. I was like, oh, are we getting like on a crazy level here?
No.
And so I was a little bit like, Tony and I were both watching that, like, really? This is what all the fuss is about? You guys need to grow up.
You children.
Let me write you a list of films you should watch instead.
Seriously. Holy cow. Doom Generation.
But it's really not that much more disturbing. Like Cruel Intentions, it's kind of similar plot-wise. And, like, also has, it's not that much different, like, in, like, the weird shit happening.
There's really nothing, I mean, it's been that a minute crazy. Since I watched.
No.
I mean, like, it's definitely like, oh, or like a what the fuck thing, but like, it's not anything that I would be like, oh, parents, you have to watch this and be amazed, you know?
It was just more like, oh, this guy's got a screw loose.
Yeah.
But like,
don't go drinking bathwater.
Yeah.
Please.
I had a harder time with the slurping sounds than what was actually happening.
Yeah. Again, I was like, oh, what are they filming that with? Oh, man.
Yeah. I thought the grave scene was going to be disgusting. It wasn't. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, he's not okay.
I was just like waiting for someone to like interrupt him and be like, oh my God.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Anyway, Saltburn. Check out Saltburn if you haven't already. Check out Saltburn.
You're welcome.
Don't believe the TikTok hype. If you listen to this podcast, you've seen worse.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes, Brain. Have. Could you imagine these kids watching Brain Damage?
Oh my God. They wouldn't know what hit them.
Or Frankenhooker.
There's a number, any one of the films, I feel like.
any Frank Henenlotter films, just in general. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Oh, man. All right, should we spin this wheel?
Let's spin that freaking wheel.
Oh, my gosh. So aggressive, Carly.
I'm excited.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I guess so. All right, ready? Here we go.
Wheel of Terrors.
The Old Ways. I don't know anything about it.
I have no idea what that is. Like The Old Ways, is it from 2020?
Yes, likely.
Okay, it's on Netflix.
What do we got? What is it about?
It is a horror drama, fantasy, mystery, thriller from 2020. Christina, a journalist of Mexican origin, travels to her ancestral home in Veracruz to investigate a story of sorcery and healing. There, she is kidnapped by a group of locals who claim she's the devil incarnated.
All right. The poster looks very cool.
It does look very cool.
I'm into the poster.
The Old Ways.
So The Old Ways it is.
From 2020 on Netflix.
Okie doke.
Beautiful.
There we go. All right. Anything else you want to report?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it then. Until next week when we're watching The Old Ways. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.